dig that.
Oh. What's the matter? You don't dig this vernacular, huh? Well, you're just a moldy pig, then. No, pardon me, fig. You'll pardon my language, folks. I just read an article here by Lionel Hampton. The top band leader, you know. He's the big bop band leader. This stuff is the Tiffany. I'm no gibblehead. And from now on, when you tubs start wigging, I won't turkey out because I really dig Devonset. I wonder what the heck that means, Devonset. Do you know, Archie?
No, sir.
That's what it says. It says, this stuff is the Tiffany. I suppose that means it's the truth, huh?
No, the greatest.
Means what?
The greatest.
The greatest.
Good.
You mean like Julie says, tremendous. Huh?
Right.
And it says, I'm no gibblehead. What's a gibblehead?
Probably a square.
A gibblehead is a square?
Could be, I'm not sure.
See if I can flatten out the corners here. And it says, from now on, when you tubs, I guess that's the players, the musicians. And when you tubs start wigging, I won't turkey out. What does it mean? Hey, leave me in one place, will you? What means I won't turkey out? I'm not going to leave you or something?
I really don't know. I don't either.
Hey, while I was in the horse pistol, Tony came up with something that I'm just delighted to see. You know, I think there's nothing lovelier. There's really nothing more beautiful than a woman who has gray hair when the hair is done right. You know, it used to be that when a gal got to the point where her hair turned gray, well, she was just an old woman and there wasn't much she could do about it, and it kind of got yellowish looking and pretty sad, and no matter what she did with it, it looked pretty bad, and it did something to her psychologically. She was an old woman and that was it. That's no more. Oh, they do the most beautiful jobs nowadays with gals who have gray hair. Very attractive, smart looking hairdos. And they do it with this Tony Silver curl that you see there in the screen, those of you who are watching. For gray hair, especially, Tony Silver Curl Home Permanent. Do you by any chance have a picture up there of a gal who used it before and after, Bob? You're supposed to have a couple of those things. I was talking to the lad who runs this agency the other day, and he said he was going to get me some pictures of gals who have gray hair and show you a picture before and a picture afterwards. You don't have it, huh? Well, get after them and get it, because it's the most amazing thing you ever saw, ladies. There's no excuse for you not looking sharp and young and vivacious. Even though you have gray hair, you can be beautiful. And for my money, maybe a little more so than lots of the younger ones. Try this Tony Silver Curl. It's meant just specially for you and does a beautiful job. Where is that Frank Parker person?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. Do you have any gray hair yet?
Yes, I sure do.
Where do you keep it? I don't see it.
Well, I have a two-purpose shoe brush, Griffin. I brush my shoes and I do my hair. I touch it up a little bit. I don't mind.
Well, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't.
No.
If you want to.
Yeah.
But they say, the ladies say, give me half the screen, not three-quarters, Bobby. Put Frank in there. He's a nice fella. That's better, yeah. That's good. Let's see the width of his shoulders. Or at least his pads. The ladies say they like to see a man with gray in his temple. Very distingue, you know?
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Now you're telling me.
Got a song for us?
Yes, I have. The best things in life are free.
That's for sure.
All right.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine.
that's nice. Nice, Frank.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking while you were singing there about gray hairs, and, you know, I found I had a couple, too. All the time I was in the hospital, I didn't get my hair cut until just a week ago Monday. You remember that haircut I had? Well, it grew a long time, you know. It was 9 weeks, I think, between haircuts. And it got long around here, and I found out there were some gray hairs there I didn't know about, because I've been keeping it short all this time. Up to that time, I thought the only gray hair I had was one right here in my chin. I had one little white one here. I've been nurturing it carefully, but I got some up here. Just a few around the ears. Say, they tell me that they do have some before and after pictures up there, for instance, for Tonette. Maybe you might put one of those on the screen, Bobby. Let's have a look at that and see what happens. Oh, yeah. There's a little gal that... Well, you see lots of little kids running around like that. The one on the left there in the picture, hair all hanging down straggly, and Mama gives her a Tonette, and look how beautiful that is, see? And it's so easy to do. Tonette, which was made especially for children. And then, of course, the regular Tony. Tony. There are three kinds of Tonys now for folks. There's a gentle Tony for people who have hair that's easy to wave, and they've got a super Tony for those whose hair is difficult to wave or you want a real tight curl. And then, of course, they have the regular Tony for the millions of women who have what they call normal hair. And it's so easy to do, ladies, so easy to do. It doesn't take too long and very inexpensive. I've forgotten what the price is, but it's a dollar something, isn't it, Tony?
Yes, about a dollar and a half, so.
Dollar and a half? The darn thing will last you for... Some of the kids that I know have had them for 3 and 4 months before they did it again. And your hair can look nice all the time. By taking a couple hours, 3-4 hours, I guess it takes about 3 hours, doesn't it? There's a before and after picture on there. Look at there. There's a very nice gal. And she'd been trying to take care of her hair herself and do her housework, and she just couldn't get it to look like anything. Look at the difference there in that picture on the right. She looks 10 to 15 years younger right away, quick. And it's so easy to do. You better get on to this Tony thing, ladies. It's all the difference in the world. It makes a new woman out of you, you know? But make sure you get the Tony now. And this is the CBS Radio Network.
CBS Radio for the Midland Empire, KOOK in Billings. Now, for every woman, the one permanent, most natural for her type of hair. The new Tony Trio offers a choice of three custom-made permanents. The regular Tony for normal hair, Super Tony for hard-to-wave hair, and the very gentle Tony for easy-to-wave hair or hair that's been tinted or bleached. Choose your most natural Tony at the Bennett Drug Stores in Billings. The Northern Hotel store is now air-conditioned. The Bennett Drug Stores in Billings, where you're always assured of prompt prescription service. The current temperature at KOOK, 64 degrees.
It's Arthur Godfrey time.
What do you want? What you've always wanted are lighter pancakes. And from Pillsbury they come. Pillsbury, your kind of pancakes. So light, so tenderly light, you have to coax them to stay on the plate. Pillsbury pancakes, plain or buckwheat.
Light, light, lighter pancakes. Pillsbury, makers of Pillsbury pancake mix and Pillsbury's best flour, presents Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. And now, here's that man himself.
The old sack with the four kisses, huh? Yes, see, here was a note I had, Frank. Better get me a picture of Frank Parker, Bobby. Marlene, M-A-R-L-Y-N-E. I can't read that last name. I don't know if it's F-A-R-N-U-N-E or what. She lives in Pontiac, Michigan, anyway, on Camley Street. She says, "Dear Arthur, would you please have Frank Parker show his teeth?" Almost every time I see him, it looks like he hasn't got any. Well, look, there they are, and beautiful, too. No, stay where you are, Mary. That's all right. Back there, that's a girl. Makes a very pretty two-shot, anyhow. Yeah, they both have teeth. In fact, all our people have teeth. Some of them are on their fourth or fifth set, but it'd be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it, if you could grow new teeth every time you need them. When I was a kid in the Navy, we used to think it was very smart, you know, to go around with one tooth out. I got a pivot tooth in here from it. You know, you get into fights and somebody knocked a tooth out, you'd be very proud of it for a long time. It made you look tough, see? What is it that gets into kids? Then later on in life, you'd give a fortune if you could get that tooth back. Take care of them, kids, for heaven's sakes. Don't lead with your jaw. But we used to, go ahead, hit it, kid, go ahead, hit it. Wow. There goes a molar someplace. Used to happen all the time. We have three very lovely girls up there in New York I want you to meet. The McGuire sisters. Hello, you pretty things. How are you?
Fine.
What's the color of the dresses?
Gray and black.
Gray and black. I'll be doggone. On a TV, you wouldn't know if it was red or blue or what. They're very pretty things.
Thank you.
They look like once I visited a home for detention of wayward women, and they wore something like that. Are you wayward in any way?
Maybe.
Maybe, huh? Very interesting. Bobby, move me over close, kid. How about a little song from you gals?
All right.
What you got?
Row, row, row.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Is that the one?
No. It's that one's about Johnny Jones.
Oh, Johnny Jones. Oh, yeah, I remember him well, yeah. Such a refreshment. Pillsbury. Pillsbury's best. They've got a wonderful new recipe book available to you ladies. I understand you can buy it at the grocery stores. Just go in and give them 2 bits for this. I don't know how they do it for 25 cents, I swear. The way they put this thing together full of colors and the printing and that book will last you for 25 years. It's a beautiful thing. And it's full of the recipes that won all the prizes in the 4th National Bake-Off at the Waldorf, the big contest that the baking contest that Pillsbury puts on once a year. Not for anything except to dig up the really good recipes in the country. And there they are, available for you, to you, for 25 cents per copy. And if your grocer by any chance is out of them, you send the 25 cents to Ann Pillsbury. Box what, Tony?
63, Arthur.
Box 63 in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
But we have something super special, Arthur.
What is that?
Well, you see, in order to make it possible for everyone in the United States to get a copy of their Pillsbury cookbook and also get all the recipes without going through too much trouble, Pillsbury has made a special offer available. Now, if someone would go out and buy a 10-pound bag of Pillsbury's best flour, there's a special wrapper on that sack of flour, and inside they will find the regular folder of recipes there, but on the bottom there is a special valuable coupon worth 25 cents. And they will find that this 25-cent coupon can be sent, and it is specifically so addressed, to Ann Pillsbury in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and where the person who sends this in will get the cookbook free of charge.
Very good. Very good. Swell. So let's do that. You save 2 bits.
Sure. Buy the 10-pound bag of Pillsbury's Best. Extra value coupon right in there, Arthur.
I'm surprised that they didn't have them all sent to Ann Pillsbury again like they always did before. She used to collect quarters. I guess maybe she got too many of them or something.
Yeah, she had to move to a larger box.
Such a bunch of screwballs. See, incidentally, you know, I was thinking, you know, maybe you heard me last night talking about this heart specialist, Dr. P.D. White in Boston, whom I met while I was in the hospital, who gave me all the lowdown on the latest research and what their findings are about heart diseases. You know, it's a very startling thing when you realize that 53% of the people who died in 1952 in America died from some form of heart trouble. 53, that's better than one out of every two. And it becomes alarming, you know, and it's getting worse all the time. And then he says the greatest enemy to the heart and your health is obesity. Too doggone much fat. And the second one is lack of exercise. Well, now, how do you reconcile selling the wonderful recipes like that and bread and cakes and pies with a diet that'll keep you thin? Well, all you have to do is use your head when you make the meal. There's no reason why you have to give up wonderful things like that. The idea is just now don't load the meal up with these things. If you're going to have a beautiful pie or cake for dessert with ice cream or something, remember, the caloric intake that you'll get from that kind of a dessert is pretty high. Therefore, cut down the rest of the meal. Don't serve potatoes and corn on the cob and bread and butter and stuff like that. Have a meat and a salad, and then enjoy your dessert, you see? The idea is that people eat too much, and then on top of it, one of these great big heavy desserts, and, oh, that's bad. That puts too much around here. And that fat, those cholesterols get in the little coronary arteries and clog it up just like rust in a pipe, and one day it shuts off and you have a coronary thrombosis. Maybe you survive it. If you do, then you get smart and you quit eating too much, you know. But let's be smart before it happens. We'll enjoy ourselves a little bit longer. Makes a lot of sense to me. I got a lovely little gal down here that won't have to pay much attention to her diet for a while. Her name is Lou Ann Sims. Will you put her, come on up here, honey. Oh, thank you. Every one of them brings me a cup of tea this morning. Give me a close-up. Ah, that's nice. Turn the other way. That's a girl, so we'd look at you. See, fine. Hey, that's a nice off-the-shoulder deal there. What happens when it's off both shoulders? Let me see.
Well, it's a laugh.
Let's see if we can do something with this, huh?
All right.
Get that cookbook. Learn to make those things. They're easy to do, and they're delicious and delightful. And remember what I told you about eating too much. This is the CBS Radio Network.
CBS Radio for Billings, KOOK. For powerful, new, automatic, accurate tuning, see RCA Victor Television today. The magic monitor circuit system automatically brings in and holds the best sound with the clearest picture. RCA Victor Television offers every American home the finest in value, performance, quality, economy, tone, and styling. The Rotomatic tuning is so automatic, it requires very little dialing because each station is already pre-tuned. For that extra power that makes so much difference in reception, easier to view, more depth and clarity, it's RCA Victor Television. See RCA Victor Television now at Elliott's, 2804 Minnesota Avenue in Billings.
Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. Brought to you by Nabisco, National Biscuit Company. Bakers of Nabisco, Ritz Crackers, and many other family favorites. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Crisp and Crunchy Godfrey.
Well, thank you, Tony. Let's see, we're not on television in this quarter hour, eh?
No, sir.
That's right. And this is Nabisco.
Indeed.
That's right, we have a new schedule now. Chesterfield is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Nabisco is Tuesday and Thursday. Is that right?
That's correct, sir.
Well, well, well. Okay, and we've got some wonderful kids for you from our Lipton Talent Scout show last night. We had such a delightful, lovely little girl as our second talent scout last night, and we used up so much time talking to her, and glad I did, too, because she's such a cute thing, that we didn't have time much to go through and find out who should win. So let's put all three of them on. They were all wonderful anyway. And I'd like to present them to you in the same order in which they were presented last night. First of all, a trio of very likable-looking young fellows called the Drifters.
It's just such a sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia. Gentle with the ladies all the time, rooty dooty dooty doot. And when it comes to loving, he's a real professor. Yes, sir, just a Mason-Dixon Valentine, Valentine, Valentine. Oh, can't you see those Georgia peaches hanging around him now? And what this fella teaches, nobody else knows how. He's just a sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia. Gentle with the ladies all the time, 'cause he's strictly from Georgia, Georgia. No peace of mind, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Because there ain't no dame who's got a claim on sweet Georgia Brown.
Hey, hey.
Two left feet but us don't need a sweet Georgia Brown.
Go, go.
Fellas, I wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'm telling you why.
Tell us why.
You know I don't fly. When my baby takes a walk down by, there ain't nobody who can hold her down. Fellas, she can't get our fellas. She ain't met Georgia, named her Georgia, claimed her sweet Georgia Brown. Nobody could make Georgia true. That is until she met up to that sentimental gentleman from Georgia. A dig that Georgia, gentle with the ladies, gentle with the ladies, gentle with the ladies all the time.
It sounds very, very good, very good. What's the product for Nabisco today, Tony?
Ritz crackers, Arthur.
Ritz crackers?
Yes, sir. Richer and crisper.
Leave me hear you extol the virtues of Ritz crackers.
Be delighted to, Arthur. Ritz crackers, of course, I'm sure, are familiar to every household in the country. Except at this time, the most wonderful cracker that was devised by Nabisco has been enhanced. They're richer and they're crisper. And you know, this is the all-around cracker for every home to have. Particularly now in the summertime, when you're having a lot of juices and salads, why, Ritz is the cracker that goes with it. And remember, you know, nothing tastes quite like Ritz except Ritz. But with your tomato juice to start the dinner, the Ritz cracker there. Or with an aspic or a slice, a tossed salad. Or with a bouillon or an en glacé. Or one of those very, very fine aspics. The Ritz cracker will lend this little fillip, the je ne sais quoi that comes with the proper culinary approach, you see. So be sure, and you know, and another thing, too, they always stay crisp and crunchy. They're really wonderful. And, of course, with the kids around the house, that's the first thing they're going to go for, is that box of Ritz crackers. So be sure when you go down to your grocer's to get Ritz, and they're always fresh. Your grocer just has enough there to take care of his people, and Nabisco delivers just enough so they're the last until the next delivery. You're always certain with Nabisco. That is the creme de la creme of crackers, and Ritz is the je ne sais quoi. Hmm? Remember, Ritz.
I doubt if I can remember when I've heard such bologna. You say they go very well with bouillon, huh?
Oh, indeed they do.
How about with soup?
That too.
Good.
But you crumble them up in the soup and they make a nice...
Nice mess, yes.
Yes.
Very good, my boy, very good. Now, here is a pianist, a very fine young pianist. His name is Augustin Anyevas. Augustin Anyevas. This lad, ladies and gentlemen, is 18 years old. Is that right, Augustin?
That's right, sir.
And his last name is spelled A-N for Nelly, I-E-V, Victory, A-S, Samuel, Anyevas. What's the nationality background?
Well, my father's from Spain and my mother's from Mexico.
Oh, this is a Spanish word, huh?
Quite right.
Augustin Anyevas. And what's the solo you're going to play for us?
I'm going to play the A-flat major, Polonaise by Chopin.
Good boy. Go ahead.